Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and this is Wonderful Wednesday. Now, today we're going to talk about why you must do your own thinking. It is so important to think things through, to question what you're being told, and to not buy into everything that someone else says just because it sounds true or it sounds a little bit threatening. Or it is, in other words, when I say threatening, it sounds fear, it's fear-based. So you think, oh my goodness, you go into survival mode. Is this going to happen to me? Is this going to happen to us? There is a survey that was done by the Gallup polls that shows that 59% of Americans believe that we are in our lowest point in our nation's history. Now, 59%, that is the majority of Americans. So, I mean, what does that mean to us? I mean, what it means is that we have a lot of people, instead of looking to the positive, instead of being confident about what could happen, instead of looking at the good that is happening, they are focused on the doom and gloom and they're stressed out about it. So when we're stressed out about something, a lot of times we're afraid that something not good is going to happen. And when we are busy stressed out about what the future holds for a country, for a world, then we don't do our best. We are not thinking about achieving at our highest point in life or giving our best to making our dreams happen. So it's important not to believe everything you hear. And it's important that you do your own thinking. Not doing your own thinking, leaving it up to the politicians to make decisions. And as you know, they fight with each other all the time. And I say this on this show periodically, and I'll say it again. The biblical scripture that says where there's strife, there is every evil works. Now, I'm not calling the politicians evil, but what I'm saying is nothing good can come out of constantly fighting and bickering and name calling. And so it's important that we start doing our own thinking. If you want to achieve on the highest level for you, if you want to build a legacy for your family, a legacy of excellence and success for your family and people around you, then it's important that you strengthen your confidence to achieve. And you do that by believing your own thoughts, by doing your own thinking, having enough confidence to say, hey, this is what I think, and I think I'm right. And sometimes you might not be right, but the point is you had enough courage and confidence to step out and go with that, the flow of that belief. Did you know that there was a recent study done by MIT, which revealed that lies are 70% more likely than facts to be retweeted? So this means that a lot of times people easily buy into irrelevant negative information. And when we do that, well, that wreaks havoc on our lives. So, you know, make a commitment to yourself that you're going to look towards the best, expect the best, and you're going to deliver your best. And if you say, wow, that's just a lot of, motivational mumbo jumbo. If you're thinking that, then you know what? Perhaps you want to take a look at your own thinking. I mean, even, you know, Paul says, you know, think on these things, you know, whatever is good. And he tells us to think on, you know, whatever is beautiful and all of the things that's good, because he knows that by putting out that kind of energy, or he knew that this is that you would get that kind of energy back. And think about it. If the collective consciousness was as such, where we thought the best, looked for the best in each other, thought the best about each other, not spend all of our time going to the past and trying to fix the past, but starting in the very powerful present and fixing the here and the now so that the future can be very strong, very bright, very exciting. If we did these things, then imagine how things would become better. So think about that when it comes to doing your own thinking. You know, believing anything that you're told because it sparks a feeling of sensation, or it makes for good gossip, or it triggers your survival mode, that's not a reason to believe it. That's not a reason to instantly buy into it. You know, that is what makes you, makes it easy for people to turn you into a follower, even if they're leading you in the wrong direction. It pushes you away from focusing on achieving your goals because you're convinced that things are not as good as they could be. And maybe I should wait until things get better. And so as a result, you are focused on what isn't going right instead of what is. So you turn your focus away from achieving your goals and going for better health and increasing in your wealth, your wealthy lifestyle, and having healthy relationships, and not looking to yesterday, okay, or not believing every doom and gloom story that people are told. I remember a guy, he did this, this has been several years ago, and there was a friend of ours, and we were all good friends. And this guy had been married twice, the friend. He had been married twice, and he met a woman and decided, oh man, I want to be married again. Oh, he was so in love with her. And things were going so great. She finally understands me. She gets me. So he comes, and we're all kind of hanging out, and he springs this on us, you know, during a lunch. And we were hanging out during lunch, and he springs this on us. He says, hey guys, I'm getting married. So the first thing, one of the other friend says is, don't do it. You know, I've been married, man. It's just bad all the way around. You know, men are not cut out to be married. Needless to say, you know, I gave the counterpoint to all of that. But the point that I'm getting to is that just for a moment, his friend started to get on that bandwagon. He says, yeah, you know, you might be right. You know, maybe I'm jumping the gun, and I may be moving too fast. And they've been dating for like a year. And of course, he backed off of his wedding date, and he changed it. He made it, he pushed it out several months later. And so because he was rethinking getting married. So the point that I'm making is that, wow, first of all, as I told my friend, you know, you should never, ever talk someone out of their bliss. Okay, that's not your call. So, but secondly, it wasn't my friend's fault. It was the other guy's fault, because he didn't do his own thinking. And as a result, he delayed his own happiness. Now, needless to say, or I should give you the end of the story, they did get married. And fast forward to years later, and they're still married. And according to him, they're extremely happy. And he finally so-called picked the right one. What that means is he probably made some adjustments in his own thinking and way of being. But that's another story for another time. Listen, there are so many stereotypes being perpetuated today and rumors floating around about who's doing the right thing or who's doing the wrong thing, that it can easily cause you to second guess your own abilities and the possibilities of success. Is now a good time? I don't think I was a teenager yet, and this has been years ago. And when I would always hear the phrase, you know, we're in some rough times. You know, people are bad these days. People are crazy. You know, you can't trust people. And so I heard these different phrases periodically. And the thing about it is, if you fast forward to today, you hear the same thing about, oh, how awful everything is. And I'm thinking, wow, maybe if we were to shift our focus on what's good, doesn't mean that we're ignoring the things that are undesirable, the things that are so-called bad. Doesn't mean that we're shifting our focus and we're sticking our head in the sands. What it means is we're making the decision to put out positive energy, exciting energy, possibility energy, and we're willing to think on a higher level so that whatever isn't working, we can do our part to solve it by achieving the goals that we set. Every single one of us have been given some kind of talent, some kind of gift, some kind of purpose for being here. And so when you put your mind on that and developing that and sharpening that, those skills and becoming the best that you can possibly be, then what happens is you get your best life. And as a result, we collectively deliver our best into this life and things get better. So you want to think about that when it comes to doing your own thinking. I mean, if you think about the media, marketing and the right PR story here and there, dropped here and there, and reinforced over and over, that can cause us to think what politicians and corporations who produce certain products, that can cause us to think whatever it is they want us to think. Because they start dropping these ideas in our head, and it sounds right, and it sounds good, so hey, it must be true. I mean, think about this. Years ago, and it hasn't been that long ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, maybe a little bit further back, we were told, oh no, don't eat eggs. You know, eggs are bad for you. And if you do eat them, just eat the egg white because it drives your cholesterol up and it contributes greatly to heart disease. Now we're told, hey, it's okay if you eat the entire egg to include the egg yolk. Now, all of a sudden, it's okay. Okay, now here's the thing. I think, wow, so which is it? Are they bad for us? Are they good for us? But you know what? You need to do your own thinking. You go to your doctor and you find out about your physical makeup, your kind of DNA, and what perhaps would work for you and what wouldn't. Some people can eat eggs, and actually some people can't. So it's not a straight across the board, they're bad for you. So you have to do your own thinking, do your own research, take the time to kind of invest in your own life. Get the knowledge that you need. Now, granted, we're all busy. We have lots of things to do. So it's reasonable to think that we should be able to trust our doctors and whatever medicines and things that they give us. That's going to make us all better. But the truth of the matter is, that's not always the case. Money drives the pharmaceutical market. And so if that's the case and they want to make more money, put out a few commercials saying, hey, here's the best pill ever, and it's going to fix everything you could possibly think of, and people will flock to get it. But you know what? How about stop a moment and think, well, maybe if I eat healthy, take care of my body, you know, have good thoughts, and the list goes on and on, maybe I might not even need the pill. Who knows? There was also a time when they said low fat is best, fat free, go fat free as much as possible. Now they're saying, wait, no, the good fats. You need the good fats because you can get lots of energy from it. You can perform better. It's better for your brain. So, wow, who's correct? So the point is you want to do your own thinking, do your own research. And what about this one? You can't earn a good living without a college education. So I'm thinking, let me get this straight. If I don't go to college, then I'm going to starve. I'm not going to have a good life. It has nothing to do with my mindset. It has nothing to do with my wealth, having a wealth mentality. It has nothing to do with that, right? All I have to do is just go to college. Well, if that's the case, I should be like super rich, maybe mega billionaire, because yeah, I went to college and I got 2 degrees. I'm just saying. Now, the other side to that is, okay, convince everyone to get into college. And oh, wait, we're also going to convince quite a few of you to get into lots and lots of debt. So when you get out of college now and you go looking for a job, okay, you're looking for someone else to hire you in your field of expertise, your area of expertise and the area that you studied in. And guess what? Oh no, you're having a difficult time finding a job. And if you do, it's a job making far less than you need to make in order to make ends meet, to include pay off that astronomical size college student loan. So think about these things. I'm not saying you shouldn't get a student loan. What I'm saying is make your own decisions. You know, do your own thinking. Map out your life. Put some attention on where you want to go. Think about who you are. Get to know you, and you'll make the best decisions for yourself. I'm sure you guys can think of some things that you were told that you bought into, that you believed, and you later found out that it wasn't true. How about the fact that, now I picked on the media, I mentioned the politicians, the corporations, the pharmaceutical market, but let's kind of make it a little more personal. Sometimes there are people that are close to us, people that you know, that you've known your whole life, close friends, family members, and they will tell you that an idea you're excited about, you share this idea, you get this grand idea, you share it, and they're going to tell you all the reasons why it will never work. Because it's never been done. Really? So let me get this straight. Just because it's never been done, does that mean it won't work? Does that mean it can't be done? So long before the iPad ever existed, had never been done before. Imagine if Steve Jobs had said, okay, it's never been done. So, you know, all right, I probably shouldn't go down that road. I probably should look towards doing something else. Let's just stick with these huge, large, bulky cell phones that are the size of a book bag. And let's stick with that. That's cool. So the thing is that they'll tell you that an idea will never work because it's never been done. Or they'll tell you that it won't work because something similar has already been done and failed. Just because something has been done and it didn't work, it doesn't mean that your idea won't work. Because if yours is different and you've made some changes to yours, then guess what? Yours may very well work. You may have come up with kind of the missing link to make the change stronger, to make it everything flow the way it should be. When you believe what everyone tells you to believe and you buy into what people want you to buy into, this attacks your confidence. And so you want to think about doing your own thinking, because when you do your own thinking and you question things and you don't believe everything just because it sounds good or it sounds juicy, the sensationalism of it all, or it sounds dangerous or it sounds life threatening, you want to question these things before you just go into a panic or before you go into shutdown mode or you back away from something that could very well be your greatest dream that would lead you to your best life possible. When you do your own thinking and question things, you open yourself up to your own authenticity because now you're being you. Yeah, now you're making a decision that works best for you. You feel empowered to achieve your dreams. And even though you may have setbacks, even though you may encounter challenges, you will still go for your dream. You feel independent and you won't allow the economy or anything else or anyone else stop you. And finally, you're able to take control of any of the fear that people are sending at you, people that are close to you, the media, or anyone else that fear that they're sending your way. You're able to subdue that. You're able to put a lid on it, shut it down, and keep moving forward and maintain your focus. So this is important that you understand the power of doing your own thinking. This whole concept of peer pressure and being a follower and following the crowd is not always the best thing, or doing what it takes to fit in is still not always the best thing. So keep in mind that you have your own ability to think and your own reasoning ability. It's there for you to use. And the more you use it, the better you become at it. You know, practice critical thinking. Critical thinking allows you to ask the right questions that will help you draw the best conclusion that will lead you to your best life. And before you know it, you'll be doing life with power. Listen, that's all I have for you guys today. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how to have some $1,000 days. So if you have some challenges in your business or you're wondering how are you ever going to get your income to go up, up, and up, then you want to tune in tomorrow because I'm going to talk about how to have $1,000 days. Listen, you guys, enjoy this wonderful Wednesday.